Welcome to the Swiss Info Podcast, a roundup of the biggest stories from this week in Switzerland, plus the business and cultural highlights.
Hello and welcome to this week's Swiss Info Podcast. I'm Julia Slater. The French Tennis Open starts on Sunday and all eyes will be on Roger Federer. We'll be assessing his chances later. We'll also tell you how to get in touch with the world's richest man, the legendary Warren Buffett, who stopped off in Switzerland earlier this week. But first, a subject close to everyone's heart, the family. Research presented in Zurich has found that even though families are thriving in Switzerland, they are confronted with ever-increasing demands. However, families have always had to adapt to change, as an exhibition at the Swiss National Museum shows. It also reveals that patchwork families and late marriages are not new concepts. Isabel Leibold-Johnson has been along to the exhibition Families, the Constant is Change, to find out more.
The exhibition, which focuses on the development of the family since 1750, shows that although families were very different in the 18th century, there were some similarities to today. Like now, men married late, but for different reasons. They had to ensure the upkeep of the whole family. Patchwork families were not uncommon, as women died in childbirth and men married again. But there was a key difference, according to museum director Andreas Spielmann.
A young couple until to the 19th century didn't focus so much on love, but on economical motives.
Industrialization brought with it the separation of work and home and marriage for love. The 1950s saw the arrival of the nuclear family with its ideal of mother, father and three children. There is now much speculation in Switzerland that the family is in decline. In 2006, the divorce rate stood at just over 50%, while the current birth rate is 1.44 children per woman. But Bern University psychology professor Pasqualina Perichiello does not agree.
Despite the widespread opinion that the family is quite dead, we have in the last two decades something like a normal model, in brackets, of the family that is emerging or consolidating. This is a married couple with two children. So the big majority of children, concretely 4/5 of all children under 18 in Switzerland, live in such a family.
Overall, the demands on families have steadily increased. But infrastructure such as creches is still lacking, the study found. Perichiello nevertheless believes that the outlook for families is good, bound as they are by the values of love and sharing. Spielmann agrees.
Families are something like an anthropological constant, and family will exist as long as human beings exist.
Andreas Spielmann, ending that report from Isabel Leibold-Johnson. Now, Warren Buffett, keep listening, may not have any money worries for his retirement, but the rest of us should be concerned. Switzerland's finance ministry is warning that the country's ageing population will put financial resources under increasing strain as more and more people retire. The number of people over the age of 80 will increase fourfold between 1991 and 2050, while the number of those between 65 and 80 will double. Furthermore, in 2050, there will only be two people working for every one person over 65. The current ratio is 4-1, putting more pressure on the pension system. Also under pressure is Roger Federer, who's taking part in the French Open, which begins on Sunday. Earlier, I spoke to our resident Federer watcher, Thomas Stevens. I asked him if this year could be Federer's last chance to win Roland Garros.
He's not getting any younger. He's 27 now, Roger Federer, and he's been runner-up for the past 2 years, runner-up to Nadal, who's a mere 21. Federer is fit, but you've got to say 2 or 3 years if time is running out.
But why is Roland Garros so hard for him?
It's only clay open. I mean, Federer is very good on clay. The problem is Nadal is very, very good on clay.
Is Nadal going to be his major rival this year?
Nadal is definitely the favourite. The bookmakers make Nadal the favourite. Behind that, the reason men's tennis is so exciting at the moment is because there are three very good players. It's Nadal, Federer, Djokovic, all close. Federer's the best, but the others are creeping up. The reason this is will be such a cracking match and why everyone is so excited about it is that if Federer wins it, it's the only Grand Slam event that Federer has not won. No man has won all four Grand Slam events, the Australian Open, Roland Garros, Wimbledon, the US Open, for almost 40 years. Rod Laver did it in the same year, in 1969. No man has done that for almost 40 years. And if Federer does it, it'll be confirmation that he is the greatest of all time.
I was talking there to Thomas Stevens. Incidentally, Switzerland has two other seeded players competing at Roland Garros. The up-and-coming Stanislas Wawrinka is the 9th men's seed, and Patty Schnieder is seeded 10th among the women. It's time now to take a look at the more serious stories of the week. Zurich City has just spent 250,000 francs on grass, imported especially from the Netherlands for the Euro 08 games. The turf, destined for the Letzigrund Stadium in Zurich, travelled from Holland in a convoy of 23 lorries and was held up for 3 hours at customs. The new pitch has now been laid and will be lovingly cared for in the lead-up to the Romania-France game on June the 9th. Meanwhile, the authorities at Lake Thun in the Bernese Oberland have agreed to tolerate black swans only under strict conditions. A maximum of 10 birds will be allowed to live on the lake and only on the north side. This is part of the policy to limit the spread of non-native species in the wild. Local people, however, have grown fond of the exotic birds which come from Australia. More than 5,000 people signed a petition to keep them. And now to tourism and the divisive subject of golf. Claire O'Dea reports from Fribourg, where Switzerland's first urban golf course has opened to the public.
Golf is a good walk spoiled, or so Mark Twain once said. But Fribourg is proving otherwise with its new urban golf experience. Strolling around the picturesque old town on a sunny afternoon, carrying clubs and rubber balls, our group of players looked like we had taken a wrong turn somewhere. In fact, we were following a map and had a clear destination, the next hole. There are 18 in total, just like the real thing, but these short holes are situated in some of the prettiest spots in the city. Urban golf has been around in Europe and the US for more than a decade, but it is usually played on waste ground or other empty areas over distances of several hundred metres. Nicolas Zapf, head of Fribourg Tourism, explained where this new idea came from.
We had an apprentice working for us a few years ago who was studying business. As part of her final diploma work, she put together a proposal for urban golf in Fribourg. It was her idea. We found it such an interesting idea that we decided rather than leave it in a drawer, we would make it happen, which we did in collaboration with the city of Fribourg.
Our journey around the course took us over stone bridges, into hidden squares and leafy parks. As the day went on, my game got worse and the Swiss Info scores looked less than impressive. It was time for a cool drink and some mental arithmetic.
24, 30, 35, 38.
Wow.
C'est bien,
hein? 238.
The best player of the day, Ariane Winters, said he was happy with the experience.
Normally when you walk in the city, you do not really have a destination. It's very difficult to find the nice places. And when you playing golf, you've got a destination, your next hole. And at the same time, you see the nicest places of the city. It's very, very good.
Ariane Winters, ending that report by Claire O'Dea. Now, as promised, we'll leave you with the phone number of a billionaire, the legendary investor Warren Buffett, who visited Switzerland this week as part of his European tour. He expressed interest in buying Swiss companies, and when asked how potential candidates could get in touch, he had this to say.
Well, I'm easy to find, believe it or not. I'll give you the numbers, 402-346-1400.
You can find out more about these stories on our website, www.swissinfo.ch, and we welcome any comments you might have. Thanks for listening. I'm Julia Slater.